A new year. A new year is such an exciting time, I find. I know some people aren't so keen on New Year's resolutions, but I think it's an opportunity to really assess what could be added to your life. Things that would improve you, make you happier, healthier, that will bring more pleasure into your life. And I know how you welcome pleasure in all its forms, don't you, sweet one? Any opportunity we could use to add a little more pleasure is always a good thing, isn't it? And I want you to feel pleasure. And I know one way to make you feel so much pleasure is to have you edging. So that's what I want you to do. While you listen to my voice, while you listen to this file, I want you touching and focusing on how that touch feels. Go ahead. Go ahead and touch. Focus on bringing yourself as much pleasure as possible. Focus all of your mind on the sensations. Consciously put your mind to the task of giving yourself as much pleasure as you can take without tipping over into orgasm. Because while your mind is busy with a very simple task, really, simply recording the feedback of what touching feels like and then making sure to optimize how you're touching to make it feel as good as possible, while still scanning repeatedly over and over for that sensation that might indicate you need to draw back a little. Well, it's so absorbing. It's so completely obsessive, isn't it? When you're in that edging state, when you're just gooning away in that trance of sex, when that warm, wonderful feeling is focusing all of your attention on the place between your legs, and the pleasure is just filling it, swelling through it, humming through it. When you breathe in pleasure now, and you feel the way your body responds to that pleasure, and of course, listening to my voice while you edge always feels so good, doesn't it? It feels right to have my words in your head while you're edging, to have my words augment that pleasure. Twist it, turn and use it as a net to pull you closer to me, to keep you trapped, to keep you safe, to keep you in this haze where hypnosis is just intertwined with that feeling, isn't it? It's just tied in with it. Shimmering, wonderful hypnosis in every action, in every touch, where you're so malleable, your brain is so pliant with all that sticky, gooey pleasure, making it move so slowly. So focus on it. Focus on the pleasure. Focus on the touch. Focus on the sensation. And let my words move through you, stroking through you, massaging you, nurturing that pleasure. Let it distract you from my words while they do their work inside your mind, to restructure you, to be even better for me. You want to be better, don't you? You want to be good. You want to be my obedient thing. And I know how much those words hit on that pleasure inside you. Those words resonate with that pleasure inside you, make you twitch and throb and ache to be obedient for me. Because you love to obey, don't you? You live to obey. And you obey right now through touching, through stroking, through massaging, through using that body as a focus while I hypnotize you. That's right. Get into a rhythm, into a pace that feels so good. And my words will fall into the gaps between each stroke and each touch. with your fingers dancing over you, my words dance deeper into your mind. Because I want to change you, I have an intention for you, to make you even weaker for me. Because you know this pleasure makes you weak, but the weakness feels so good, doesn't it? To be so easily triggered into pleasure by each and everything in the world around you and each and every word that I speak. When you're sensitized to pleasure, you're so much better, sweet one. When you're turned on by the smallest thing, and when you're edging like this, well, you know how good you are. And you know at the end of this session that you'll feel so completely overwhelmed with that pleasure that you'll carry with you through the day, through the evening, that will cause your behavior to change, that will cause you to be more easy to manipulate by me and by other pretty women who might want to take advantage of you. But that's what you're for, isn't it? My good little Guna, my delightful, obedient thing. Your pleasure is a tool to control you, and you love to be controlled. So every opportunity you have to make yourself more easy to control, of course you take it. And I have a wonderful way that will feel so good, that will make you so easy to control. A New Year's resolution for you. You're going to wake up so ready to touch in your mornings. You're going to make time every single day, when you can, when it's possible. You're going to wake up feeling so ready to touch and play and toy with yourself. It might just be for a few minutes, or it might be for longer, falling into a whole lagooning hole where you just touch and stroke, or putting a file on in the morning and listening to my voice as you wake up and touch, touching in the time before you're really even conscious. Imagine how it will feel to feel yourself becoming aroused before your body has even become aware that you're waking up. Perhaps you'll find that those dreams that come just before the morning will be haunted by tantalizing erotic imagery. You'll wake up with that alarm going off. Imagine it. What does your alarm sound like? And imagine that noise going straight between your legs, your hands twitching and moving toward your sex before you've even started to think about what you have to do that day. Moving to begin stimulating you before you've even opened your eyes. Wouldn't that make for such a wonderful morning together, sweet one? Even if it's just for a few minutes. Even if it's just before the day has even started. Who knows? It's easy to imagine that your hand would start moving between your legs before you've even become conscious of your hand moving between your legs, starting in your dreams as the day draws to its beginning as the sun rises. Those obedient hands that move for me now, that stimulate and stroke and tease, you can imagine what they would do in the morning. And you know your body does so many things unconsciously, doesn't it? In the time between the time you go to sleep and the time you wake up. Do you really have much idea of what your body does? You know it moves, you toss and turn. Sometimes you wake up in a strange position, or you have strange aches from where you slept on yourself. Your body does all kinds of things while your mind's absent, sweet one. And that's what will happen tomorrow. And the next day, and the next day. As long as this suggestion stays strong in your mind and your memory, you'll know that every morning, either unconsciously with your hand simply moving to stimulate you, or even consciously when you realize exactly what you're doing, but it makes you so horny to know that you're doing it because you're so deeply controlled. You'll find the time. You'll be compelled to have a little bit of pleasure in the morning before you leave the warmth of your bed, filling yourself with a warmth that will stay with you through the day. Edging if you can, if there's time, giving yourself just one or two. Wouldn't that feel good to fill yourself up with that readiness for the day, that charge that will make the day so colored with your obedience, so vivid with your pleasure, will make you notice those things that your body responds to all the more and make you feel so ready to serve me with your body. Won't that feel good? Just a little touch of my control every day. It'll be good for you. This intention that I'm weaving into your mind, this spell that I'm casting over you, my hedonist, it will help shape you every day to be better for me. And as you edge now, you're cementing my suggestion, making it more concrete, because you know how good the pleasure is feeling for you right now, don't you? You know how wonderful you're feeling right now. Why wouldn't you want to feel that every morning? Your subconscious taking on that truth that doing this every morning would be the perfect way to start the day, would feel so good, would feel so right, would feel like you, because you're a hedonist. Why wouldn't you touch first thing in the morning? Take time to have a little stimulation to make your day so much brighter. My obedient thing. And you're going to edge for me now. You're going to vortex for me now, feeling so good in that vortex of pleasure. Building up inside you, feeling so good, taking you to a nice, hard edge. Vortex for me, that's right. And then you're going to come back up. You're not going to touch anymore, because you have other things to get on with now. Just like in the morning, when you get up and you feel so refreshed and so good and so horny and so aware of the way you are deeply controlled. Now it's time to get up. In 3, 2, 1. Up, up, up. No longer touching. Time to go about all the things you have to do today with obedience at the forefront of your mind.